Welcome back to the Daf in Depth series. Today's shiur will be on Maseches Nida, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Around two-thirds of the way down, the Gemara brings a brisa that was taught Kameder of Sheshes. Zois, Toiras, Hayeledes, the Torah teaches us that Melamech and Eviyah Karbon Echor Avlades Harbe. Torah says that a person could bring one Karbon on many Vlades. And the Gemara says, a couple lines later, Yachol, one may think, Tavi aledo shalefnei melois valedo shalachem melois. You could bring one carbon for a ledo that was before melois and a ledo that was achem melois. What does that mean? Rashi explains. Let's discuss an akeva. An akeva has an 80-day waiting period from the day she gave birth until she has to bring a carbon, which includes 14 days of tumah and 66 days of tahara. So she had that birth and even if she gave birth a second time before she brought her carbon, but the second birth took place after the 80-day period, one may think that she brings only one carbon. Tamulaymar v'zois, v'zois, Torah Sayeledes, says that she has to bring two carbones, she only brings one carbon, if both ledos were teich malois. So now the question is, why is the carbon that a woman has to bring for a leda different than a carbon that every person brings, the same carbon chatas that every person brings when they do an avera? If one were to eat chelev, or one were to eat or drink dam, the mechayev have to bring a carbon. Would they only have to bring one carbon even if they did this avera twice? Of course the mechayev have to bring two carbonis. So why when a woman who gives birth twice, teich malois, before the 80-day period, why should she only have to bring one carbon? So I'd like to share a Yisoid, that's brought from Rabbi Arya Leib Malin, in his Sefer Chiddushei Rabbi Arya Leib, Chelik Beis, Siman Samach Aleph. And he says over there the following. He says there's a fundamental difference between the Chiyuv Karbon of someone who does an Avera, someone who sins, and a woman who gives birth. What's the difference? Someone who does an Avera, and is Mechiyuv to bring a Karbon Chatas on the Avera, the Karbon is coming to be Mechaper, on the chet. The carbon is coming as a kapara on the maisa avera. Therefore, if a person does one avera, he has to bring a carbon to be mechaper on that maisa avera. He does another avera, he has to bring another carbon to be mechaper on that maisa avera. He says that's not true by a woman who gives birth. A woman who gives birth, the carbon that she's bringing is not intrinsically connected to her actual leda. Rather, when a woman gives birth, the leda creates a chiyuv to bring a carbon yeledes. Actually, that carbon yeledes is not mechuyev to actually be brought until day 80. That is the leda's tasiba for a woman to have to bring a carbon. You could look at it like similar to when somebody would be mekabel on themselves to bring a carbon oila. They make a neder. They make a promise, I'm going to bring a carbon oila. So when a isha gives birth, that leda is as if she now has a responsibility to bring a carbon yeledes, but not that there's an intrinsic connection between the carbon and the leda. Therefore, if she gives birth more than once before the actual responsibility comes, which is day 80, she could use one carbon to pater both those ledas, because all she has now is a responsibility to bring a carbon as a yeledes. She's a woman who's a yeledes, and now she could bring one carbon, which now happened to have two causes, two sibis, two ledas, were mechayev her to bring a carbon. But she could bring one carbon. The Torah was mechadish to us that only after that chiyuv is chal b'poyol on day 80, and she has another leda, now, even if she did not yet bring the carbon, now she has to bring two carbonis. But there's a fundamental difference, and that's the important point to walk away with, between the chiyuv carbon chatas of a regular chet and the chiyuv carbon chatas of a yeledes.